Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nina Rappaport-Rowan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nina is a new friend, soon to be old friend, because she's already laughing at my jokes, so that's an automatic re-invite. That's an automatic invite to come back. She's a very interesting lady. She does something that most of us don't do. She's in the movie business. She's a leader in the field of what's called CGI, computer generated images. She's a producer of the 1998 Academy Award winning best animated short film Bunny. Many of you've seen that. And she is also the president of Tot Industries and the founder of a company called Plushy Feely Corp, which are the folks who make Kamochis. Many of you know what Kamochis are. And we're going to talk to her about her outstanding entrepreneurial story. Nina Rappaport-Rowan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. CGI.
Yes.
All right, talk to us about that.
Well, that is the term for computer graphic imagery.
And I said generated. I shouldn't have said that. But
yeah.
That's close enough. So for somebody who doesn't know anything about it, go ahead.
So I've been a producer in the animation world for about 20 years.
Yeah, started when you were six, right?
I started when I was six, exactly. And that's when CG just came out, of course.
Right.
And
you're obviously a young lady, but seriously, 20 years ago, that made you a pioneer.
Yeah, I was really lucky. I fell into it working with a company called Blue Sky in New York, and Blue Sky produces the big Fox movies like Ice Age and Robot.
Oh, I love those. I love the Ice Age movies.
Yeah, I mean, that company was just top-notch, and I learned everything there. And the experience I took with me, I was, able to do wonderful things anywhere. So
You know what, Nina? This weekend, I said to my wife, we watched a couple of movies that were really, really bad. I'm going to tell you what one of them was, folks. The Men Who Stare at Goats. Don't waste your money. What a miserable movie that was. But I mean, I like Clooney. I like Clooney fine, but this was not a good one. Anyway, but I said to her, "Do you realize that most of the really good movies we've seen lately that we really enjoyed were animations?"
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, there's some really.
There's a lot of bad stuff out there,
yeah.
And the animations. I mean, Out of Africa. Those are great.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing. It's like a territory that you could just do anything with. So,
right.
The imagination is there's no end to the possibility.
But you took that experience, you took that background, and you created your own businesses.
Yes.
Now tell us about Tot Industries.
Well, Tot Industries is just me. I mean, it's my company that I basically produce family entertainment for. So
uh-huh.
I do a variety of things. I produce work for children's books and for animated film and for commercials. And they basically, whoever the client would be, would hire me to basically organize a team to produce whatever it is that the creative work would be.
Yeah.
So that's what Tot Industries is.
All right. And you basically farm yourself out to people who need your services.
Exactly. Like
so you're a contractor.
Absolutely.
You're one of millions of people who contract for larger organizations, fit in and become integrated, and then you go home.
Exactly.
Yeah. What a great that's a great way to make a living. By the way, I said Out of Africa a minute ago. My crack research team is checking me all the time here. And obviously, that's a great movie, but I didn't mean Out of Africa.
Yes,
I meant the
Madagascar.
I meant the Madagascar movies. You knew what I was talking about. Everybody else knew what I was talking about. But my standards and policies folks here, they get excited when I don't say the right thing. But Out of Africa was a great movie, by the way.
It was a great movie.
Anyway, so we're back to Tot Industries, and it's basically you serving. And When you're operating as in Tott Industries, when you're being that contractor, do you think of yourself as a hired hand, or do you think of yourself as a small business that you are the product?
It's definitely a small business.
But a lot of contractors don't, do they? A lot of contractors just think of themselves as another way to make a living.
I think maybe the difference is at my company, it's not like I'm going into a company and working there producing. It's
right.
More they're coming to me and I'm organizing. Like, for example, I have a bunch of artists that I work with in Spain. And, you know, I usually work with them on our projects for the children's books or animation. And so they never really see me or the people who are working. I just deliver everything digital to them.
Right.
So it's a company. It's not just me coming mm-hmm. into a company and then using their things and their people. I think that's what the difference is.
Well, why is it important for you to think of yourself as a business owner and not as a hired hand who's a small operation?
I think that, you know, aside from tax purposes, which is a,
right,
is a
of course.
Deal, I think that, you know, you want to have a body of work when you do the things that I do. You want people to know, oh, this is the company that did this really wonderful line of
right.
children's books. Oh, this is the company.
You're
that
talking
did.
About your brand.
My brand, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a brand thing.
So is that maybe the difference, Nina? That if you're out there and you're a hired gun, you're somebody wants to hire you to go work, you'll go work. Here's my hourly rate, or here's my fee, or whatever. If that's the way you think of yourself, then you are just a contractor. But if you're willing, if you'd like to get to the next level and have a little bit of cachet, a little more cachet to your business, you need to think of yourself as a brand, don't you?
Absolutely. And so do your clients. I mean, the client is not, you know, they want to see what you've done. They want to
right.
know what you're capable of doing, because they're very picky. And if they don't see it, then they're going to move on to something else. So you have to really put yourself out there and say, this is who my brand, this is what my
mm-hmm.
brand is.
And that kind of cachet, as I say, helps you to command a little more respect, obviously, if the work is respectable, and also higher prices, a higher margin fees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. All right, so the people are waiting on the Komochis. And
yes.
Nina, but we're going to have to take a quick break. So we come back. Everybody who knows what a Komochi is, raise your hand. I see a couple of them out there. I have to admit, I did not know what a Komochi was until I found out about you, Nina. When we come back, folks, everybody's going to know what a Komochi is. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Komochi, it means feeling. It's Japanese for feeling.
Mm-hmm.
These are cute little things. They're almost as cute as their creator. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream. Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there as well. All the other things, you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We've got something that will help you grow your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nina Rappaport-Rowan is with us, folks. She is an Academy Award-winning producer for computer graphic. No, is that say it
before? You can say computer generated imagery or computer graphics.
Okay, so I actually wasn't wrong in the beginning.
No, you were right.
All right. So computer generated computer graphic imagery, the ice age type of stuff, folks, and the Up. How about Up? Is that kind of thing? Is that
yes?
Same thing. That was good. That was a good movie. Okay, Nina, and folks, she also is the lady who did. Plushy Feely Corp is also one of your companies.
Yes.
She's an outstanding entrepreneur, folks. This is a great entrepreneurial story. Did you come up with the idea for Komochis?
I did.
All right, so tell us how we can find you online.
You can go to Komochis.com.
KIMOCHIS.com.
Yes.
Komochis.
That's our main website.
Yeah, .com. They can find. Can we buy the Komochi online there?
You can.
Where else are they sold?
If you just Googled Komochis, you could see hundreds of different websites that you can buy them on.
So we've already had Beanie Babies.
Yes.
We've already had Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yes.
Is this like that?
It's not
only cooler.
Much cooler. I mean, this this is, you know, what we like to describe it as a plush toy with a purpose.
What is the purpose?
The purpose is it's this whole line of products is really centered on developing social and emotional education with children.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's about talking about feelings, it's about identifying feelings, understanding feelings, because when you do all of those things and you're able to communicate, you build confidence, you build self-awareness, you build resiliency, and this is what we want for our children.
Mm-hmm. And how about, does it teach them how to work?
It will teach them how to work better, because if they can manage their emotions, then they're going to do better anywhere in their life.
Will it teach them that the world doesn't revolve around them, that it's not always about them? I'm having a little fun here.
Absolutely.
Now, it will?
No, you're really
my tongue is only somewhat in my cheek on that one.
You know what? But it's funny, you're touching on something that's very real, and this is exactly what the intention of this toy is.
In the Kimochi world, does everybody get a trophy?
Everybody gets, you know, it's.
I hope
everyone,
not.
But everyone has to work together to get along. That's the whole philosophy.
Is that what it is? Okay.
It's absolutely what it is.
So they do know how to sing Kumbaya.
There's a little Kumbaya in it.
Okay. All right. So Kimochis. Now, it's all right. So now that's the reason for it. But there's a business application, because you can't keep doing this if these things don't sell.
Absolutely.
So I know what you were feeling when you did this, but what were you thinking?
I don't think I was thinking. If I knew how crazy and hard it was going to be, no, I would definitely have done it, because I believe in it so much.
Yeah. These things are going crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really.
How many have you sold?
Oh, gosh, probably about maybe 35,000 at
this
point. Wow. Yeah.
Wow, and they've only been out for a few months.
No, they've been out for about almost 2 years.
Oh, okay, all right,
yeah.
All right. So. So you can buy them online, but if I'm getting into the Kimochi business myself, and I have little grandchildren,
yeah.
So do I buy the whole family, or do I buy two and have them talk to each other? How does this work?
Well, a lot of it does have to do with how much you're going to get involved with your kids. You know, kids will like it because it's cute and it's appealing and it's fun to just put the feelings in and out, but.
I want the cloud. I want the cloud. I'm going to get rid of my blankie and get the cloud to sleep with.
Do you have the cloud? Did we send you the cloud?
No, I don't have anything.
Well, I'm going to send you the cloud.
My blankie. I've got to decide. Do I buy a new blankie or do I?
No.
I'll use the cloud.
We'll send you the cloud. So don't worry. You don't have to buy the cloud.
Okay.
But it's really about opening up conversations. So lots of times, you know, not only kids but adults have trouble talking about stuff. So what this does is it allows a fun, comfortable, playful way for you to just ask your child, hey, what's going on?
An alter ego kind
it's
of thing.
It's like a little therapy.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Seriously. When my little guys, my little grandsons, when I hold up one of their little animals that we bought for them when they're at my house and they're feeling, you know, where's mommy? I hold that up and I talk to them. I my silly little voice. Even though they know what's coming out of my mouth, I'm holding the little whatever in front of them. They like that. So I can see how this would work.
Yeah. No, it's appealing to them with things that they love, and mm-hmm. it's also creating this third party, so it sort of deflects whatever is happening from them onto something else.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's a very powerful tool.
Well, I can see that. And so it's a good business deal for you, though. I mean, financially, these things are making you money?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that we have, like most companies, we have a sort of 5-year plan.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of stuff that we have to take care of at the beginning that, you know, you're going to see revenue generated more towards the
Isn't there
year.
A TV deal in this somewhere?
Well, we're talking to a TV production company.
Oh, so I wasn't the first one to think about that. Darn.
No.
I was hoping to get some royalty off of that idea or something.
No. And obviously, because, you know, animation's my thing.
Right.
So this has always been, like, the biggest priority.
Well, what about a radio show? I mean, animation works beautifully on radio. Look what we've just done. Hey, give us the website one more time, Nina.
www.kimochis.com.
Check it out, folks. I'm serious. This is, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Thank you, Nina, for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Nina Rappaport-Rowan for Kimochis. Kimojis.com. That's Kimojis with a K. Google it. You'll see what we're talking about. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.